Oh, I got one for you today. I've been excited about this one. Because one of the biggest mistakes we make in life, and one that I've made over and over again, is thinking that people will treat you right if you change to be more like they want you to be. If you change yourself to be more like they would want you to be, and you keep trying to change, and you keep trying to live up to what you think they want, they're not. They're not going to love you. They're not going to treat you the way you need to be treated, even though you may be pursuing that. You might keep changing yourself and keep trying and keep trying. You know what does happen, though, is that you start liking yourself less. And you're the only person that has to accept you. It hurts when other people don't accept you. But when you start pursuing that, you are just causing yourself more grief, more damage. When you accept who you are and you become that authentic person when you're alone, because you can pretend to be somebody else for a long time and you can strive and you can try and you can try. And it might work for a little while, but as soon as that slows down and you're left by yourself, you won't be happy. You won't be happy in those moments when it's just you and yourself. So become your authentic self and you will start, you'll start loving yourself more. You'll start finding people who love you for who you are, not for who they want you to be, but for who you are, because you're pretty great.
You know, that's very good. I needed that motivation personally myself today, because sometimes, you know, back in the day, I used to try to change.
I think we all have at some point.
Yeah, to try to please certain people, and it just didn't feel right.
It can be a family member. It can be somebody you love, you, and you just keep trying, and you keep thinking, if I do this,
maybe they will. They'll like me, or they'll accept me. But you're right. It doesn't change.
The only person that has to accept you is you, and that's a hard thing to accept, too.
It really is. It really is. And then you finally accept yourself, and then when you accept yourself, it's kind of like you're happier, and it's kind of like, you know what? I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you tell. You know, I'm a good person. I'm doing what's right.
This is what you get.
If you like me, you like me. If you don't, I'm sorry.
And when you have,
I want to move on.
When you do that, and you surround yourselves by people that love you for who you are, even when you let all your guard down, even when you think you're at your worst, they're still gonna love you because you're not pretending to be something.
And I always remember what Mom says: two wrongs don't make a right. So even though that person may not ever accept you, or you know, you have a problem, they have a problem with you for some reason, just I've always treated them nice.
I know.
You know, why? There's no point being mean. You're not going to get anything out of that. You know?
Everybody's not going to like you, but that's okay if you like yourself.
Yeah.
It's the only approval you need.
What's up? Great. That was great.
Oh, buddy.